On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other grounds seeking sand. Giving honor to God, distinguished guests, family and friends, I'm Fontella Worthington, the great, great, great granddaughter of Frank Worthington, the great, great granddaughter of Frank Worthington Jr., the granddaughter of Lola Worthington, and the daughter of Patsy Sumler. And today, we as a family stand because our great grandfather stood as a slave. He stood as a soldier, but he died a free man. And today, I'm honored. I'm honored to wear the word.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Earl Imes, and I'm a curator with the North Carolina Museum of History. And I bring you greetings from the North Carolina Museum of History on this glorious day. And many of us have seen the movie Glory and illustrating the freedom struggle of the Massachusetts 54th and 55th with just a minute portion of the U.S. colored troops. But what about down in the South, where the majority of people of color, African Americans, lived? Here in North Carolina, Frank Worthington was one of 335,000 enslaved men, women, and children, a solid one-third of our population in 1860. And he escaped. He left his mother and his two brothers on Isaac Worthington's Pitt County plantation and risked everything. Slave catchers, the Confederate Army, to fight for his freedom.
And when I, my eyes are a little clouded, because when I look out and see all of kinfolk here honoring my great-grandfather, I'm just filled with joy.
My name is David L. Wellington. I'm the great-grandson of Frank Worthington, who we are honoring here today with a government-furnished Civil War Memorial headstone. And I've been working on this now in terms of this particular event itself about a year and a half, but in terms of the research and with him, almost over 2 years. I'm talking about 22 years.
So it was something your family was definitely adamant about doing, because you knew, as family members, his status and stature. But
yeah, but you had to prove it.
So tell me, maybe you can explain quickly the Wellington Worthington.
Well, again, the information we got from the archives, from this pension, his name, the man who owned him, was named Isaac Worthington. And he was 20 years old when he joined the Civil War, and he knew how to say that correctly. But he could not read or write. When he joined the Civil War, all we see and they have over his name go is his mark. So when people spelled his name, whatever it was, he took it because he couldn't know whether it was right or wrong. And in the course of that year in the military alone, they have him with three different names, Worthington, Wetherington, and Wellington. After the Civil War, Wellington stuck.